90-95 even more close to 100% of our lyrics have had to come through our research and not through people sharing the original lyric with us.
And what were some of the first ones that you discovered? I mean, how did you sort of start down this road, just bringing us back to the beginning?
Well, Chuck Berry, one of the supposed fountains of rock and roll is Johnny B. Goode. And it's a song about a rock and roll show and a country boy who learns how to play the guitar and becomes famous. That's not what Chuck Berry was writing about at all. Chuck Berry had a brush with the law early in his life when he was a teenager. It came about because he was reading about rhetoric and in the library of his hometown. And
it's dangerous knowledge.
Dangerous knowledge. He was so impressed by what he read, particularly the rhetoric was not about perfect truth, but about contingent truth. And he went walking in the fields outside of his hometown, and he was just full of this knowledge. And a man in a 52 Chrysler, I think it was, drove and stopped and said hello to Chuck. And Chuck was just so full of this rhetorical excitement that he started to describe the nature of rhetoric to this man. Turned out that this was an evil man. And after Chuck had described that rhetoric could be used for good or for evil, the man pretended to be as impressed as Chuck was. And he said to Chuck, I'm so interested by what you're saying that I'm just going to walk around the fields for a while. Here, take my keys. You can drive my car, take it to the motel in town, and I'll just walk back into town later. Chuck, innocent, accepted the offer, took the car keys, drove the car back into town, and was arrested. The man had reported that his car was stolen, and this led to Chuck Berry being put in jail for a period of, I think, 12 to 18 months, maybe even a little longer than that. And that led to a lifelong confusion for Chuck Berry about whether rhetoric could be trusted or whether it was always something that would bite you back. And so he changed the lyrics to disguise what had happened to him. But we were able to find, by going through the records in Alabama, we were able to find the original lyric for Johnny B. Goode, which is Raytor B. Goode. Before the modern era, 500 BC, they overthrew a tyrant down in Sicily. The people there contested every point they could, taught by a sophist boy called Raytor B. Goode. He never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could argue both sides as persuasive as hell. Go, 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 Raytor, go, go, go. 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 Raytor B. Goode. When Raytor got no tenure down at Syracuse, he went peripatetic, yeah, he got real loose. Wearing out his sandals, rambling Athens way. Those Greeks all gathered round to hear that Raytor play. He said, I bring you practical philosophy, and the thing about truth is its contingency. Go, 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 Raytor, go, go, go. 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 Raytor B. Goode. Now, Raytor was a speaker of such wizardry, made the best appear the worser for a modest fee. His potent words had power close to absolute. Don't ask about his ethics, boy, that point is moot. When Plato had a problem with that oversight, he begged him, Raytor, be good tonight. Go, 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 go. Go, Raytor, 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 go, go, go. Go, go, Raytor, be good.
Wow, that's so it's kind of a revelation to hear this as an acoustic. I mean, we're so used to, even in your own versions, hearing this sort of stomping electric classic. It's this is one of those, folks at home, man, you want to cut that one out. This is going to be on one of those expensive compilation CDs in the future.
Yeah, feels a little naked out here without the amplifiers and the band,
yeah,
the stacks of Marshalls.
No, but,
the,
we don't want to hide, so the acoustic versions, I think, allows a certain way of getting across to the audience. So what I'd like to point out about that lyric is that Chuck Berry is becoming part of a conversation that's lasted roughly 2,500 years about the nature of rhetoric. So in this song, he, Rhetor Be Good, is really a call that's been made from Plato on. Rhetor, be good, and don't give in to the evil, like that man who gave Chuck Berry his car keys and ended up having Chuck sent to jail in its own way. Almost like a Socrates moment, although Chuck didn't have to swallow hemlock and die. But he did lose an important part of his youth to rhetoric.